and gentlemen, back again. This is the Men's Shoot Podcast. So I think I do it. Okay, all right. I'm Steph.
I'm Rimsy.
And I'm Natu.
All right, so now that we got that out of the way. Today we wanted to look at hygiene. Hygiene and self-care, and see where that leads. And it's coming off of some very terrifyingly disgusting posts that we saw about some men with some poor hygiene. Rimsy, you good?
Yeah, man.
All right. Natu, you're right?
I'm wonderful.
All right. So let me jump right into it. Huh? What have you found, Dr. Natu?
So, you know, we've been meaning to have this conversation for a while.
For real, yes.
You know, everything happened for a reason. And the troubling post Steph made reference to earlier, I came across them while, you know, casually scrolling through Instagram. So apparently this woman she posted, ladies, let's have some blah blah. You know how it goes. I want to know about the worst hygiene you have ever experienced as a man during intimacy or casually. DM me all stories. All right, and the woman responded. Now, mind you, there were quite a few DMs, and quite a few of them were shared. These are the two, if I may dare say so, the two most palatable ones. The other ones are outright disgusting.
I feel like I need the Law and Order theme song.
These are their stories.
Dum-dum. These are trust me, these are some nightmare stories. But I'll just go with so here's the first one. Alright, this woman says she was giving him a massage before intimacy, before sex, you know? And he flipped on his stomach. The worst smell I've ever smelled in my life was emanating from his behind. It's crazy how some straight men literally refuse to wipe their ass correctly. Did I say palatable? Continuing. There's another. This is the other one. My ex had no personal hygiene. We started as a long-distance relationship where when I saw him, he would always be clean and freshly showered. Oh, how that changed when we moved in together. To the point I refused to have sex and I couldn't get wet because his whole being stunk. Like, don't get me started on his breath. I would run him showers, bath, and put toothpaste on his toothbrush to make him clean because it was revolting and he just wouldn't look after himself. He made me physically sick. I had to leave because ain't no way I'm staying with a grown-ass man who can't look after himself. And this ends the horrible reading.
How does a man get to that point? Like, I don't think you just wake up nasty. Like, this, that has to be something. Mm. That is a history of nastiness, man. That's, mm-hmm. Is that socialization or defiance of social expectations? Like, I don't understand. Mm. I don't know.
You know, interestingly, I as you mentioned that element about socialization, I came across a bit of research material by an Oregon State University philosopher, Sharon Clough, and she published a study in the Journal of Social Science and Medicine, and in the study she spoke about something known as the hygiene hypothesis, which is a well-documented link between increased hygiene and sanitation and higher rates of asthma, allergies, and autoimmune disorders. And what it found and what it posits is that women are more affected by these kinds of diseases and allergies and disorders, the link is stronger because they tend to have better sanitation practices than men. And she found that a lot of this stems from, you know, the socialization element where girls are taught to be clean and you know, to dress properly, avoid the dirt, and boys are left to do the exact opposite. The boys are unsupervised when playing and you know, they get dirty and they get messy, which, you know, ironically, it helps their immune system. I think I would venture to say there is some sort of link there between these men who take that level of socialization a bit too seriously. And it seems it took them a while to get out of that, I guess, that dirt, because there is another study in the Harvard, it's actually on the Harvard blog, but essentially it was that dirtiness is perceived by all and cleanliness is perceived by women. And in that particular study, researchers showed hundreds of participants random photos of a cluttered living space. And it found that both men and women found the messy room just as messy. The issue is women were judged more harshly for their messy spaces, even though the messy spaces between men and women were, you know, to the same degree. And so women were judged more harshly, and women judged themselves more harshly as a result. And so I feel like because men aren't held to those standards, a lot of men take it for granted, you know, that you know, hygiene and practicing good hygiene is for women. And yeah, they don't need to wipe properly or shake it seems well founded.
Yo, this is traumatizing to me because I really didn't know this was such a widespread thing. I mean, although yes, I would agree in terms of socialization. I think it is more acceptable. Growing up, it was more acceptable as a boy to come home with your clothes dirty up and all of those things. Because, you know, your boy, you ramp rough and all of those things, right? But no, you had to have at least one shower for the day. And in the Caribbean, it's not uncommon to shower twice for the day, morning and evening. And you're doing it. So socialization is part of it. But I think the other part is because that man is allowed to get away with it. And when I say get away, meaning accepted or ignored. So in his mind, everything is okay. Everything is okay. And then research will also show you, especially when it comes to like your breath. I can't remember what they call it. There's a word for it. But essentially, we can't smell our own stink.
Right.
You know, so these men have been ignored. Like nobody pull them aside and say, "Yo, you need for shower in a dog, or you need for brush your teeth, or whatever." So in their minds, everything is okay. So they are living in a veritable bubble.
You know, I'm bust a bubble there because it probably stink.
But green smoke. I put a good green smoke. Come on. And all of those things. But I mean, so things like grooming, you know, I can tell you, like, no lie, growing up, I honestly thought like shaving armpits was for women and hairy armpits was for men.
Yeah, honestly, same. Yep.
Right? Yep. Right? Like it was like that was just automatic, like, how dare you as a man shave your armpit?
It wasn't manly.
It wasn't manly, you know, you're metro, and metro basically meant, like, if you paid too much attention to your skin and and your face and your hair and how you dress, you're metro, and metro is one step away from being gay.
From being gay.
You know?
I don't know if you guys ever... But do you remember the premium placed on having pubic hair as men?
Like,
the pubic hair. When your pubic hair is earlier.
When you're,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
Your brethren them say, yo, you have hear it? No?
Yeah, no.
Clean like buckle. Clean like buckle.
Exactly. And there was even like a bit of competition, like who had the most.
Who had the most here?
Yeah, man,
I remember that. Man.
Yeah.
No, I don't want none of that stuff. No,
bro. Like, to be honest, like, the older you get, the only hair you can tolerate is facial hair, and the hair on your head. But
and the hair on your head.
Wow.
Yeah. Yo,
yeah, but there and the whole general front of
front, no pun intended. Yeah, go ahead. All right, we'll be mature. No, go ahead, continue.
We men need to also realize that we can't neglect that, because that's a part of how we carry ourselves. That's a part of how people even perceive us. And if you go out there and there's a certain stigma around you regarding your hygiene, it can definitely affect you in many aspects of your life.
Yeah.
Especially the one that affect people most in the professional setting is the breath. Because you have to talk to people. What a lot of people fail to understand is sometimes the problem is simple, other than if you really have a medical issue. Just spend some more time brushing your teeth, brush your tongue.
People and floss. Floss.
Is to brush your tongue and to floss. Yo, let me tell you, you know, one time I used to judge a girl by that. If I go in her bathroom and I don't see her floss when I talk to her.
Yo, you're savage, man.
like literally be like, you need for floss. Yeah. And men, we men, when you floss as much as you brush your teeth and your tongue, pay key attention. When you finish brushing your teeth and you look in the mirror, your tongue is supposed to be pink, not white. You have no, you can get tongue cleaners on the back of your brush, or you can buy the tongue scrapers. They have all kind of stuff like this you can buy, and it will over time gradually increase.
Stay hydrated.
And
nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong with carrying a little Tic Tac in your back pocket or a little pep up spray if you know you're going to be talking to somebody, you know, of importance, or just period.
Go ahead. No, man. I was going to comment. You know what's wild is that all of this is information we were exposed to, like, from pretty early on. But I feel like how the socialization aspect comes in is that emphasis, although this information was shared to both, you know, men and women, you would typically hear parents like telling their daughters, like, yo, man, no, I don't ask you, man, go on bed, you know, go make sure you clean this. And none of that would be meted out to the boys, because, you know, man, as a man, you are supposed to be rugged, you're supposed to be musty, you're supposed to be hairy, there's the image of it. And if you were, like you alluded to earlier, you know, coming from, the Caribbean, the fact of the matter is most men didn't want to be, you know, seen as being close to homosexual. And when you cared about your image, that's the connotation it had. So if you cared about hygiene, you were like the homosexual. And it's wild to think that those were some of the perceptions we grew up with.
Hygiene, the only time hygiene became important to us is when we realized that it could strengthen our chances with women.
Yep.
It could strengthen, it would strengthen our career prospects and how appealing we are, right? It had to be linked in. So the example you use about women, how it's sold to women that they're not going to get no man. That's the only time where we say, yo, no, sir, we have to go step we game up, because you want to be a galison and galison have to clean. That is so. That's the only time But I think we need to start a resocialization process where we teach our young boys to be hygienic for yourself.
For themselves.
You know, holistic health. Right. And all of these things, you know, stay hydrated, stay clean for yourself. Because when you look good, you feel good about yourself.
Very good.
You know, right. When you look good, you feel good about yourself. Everything else,
your level everything of confidence else is a plus. Different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Right, right. Exactly. You know, the point that Rimsey is using about the TikToks and the breath mints and all of those things. I found out recently that these things might help in like the first 5 minutes, but they make your breath worse. The reason for that is that especially the sugary ones, at least, because bacteria is what causes the bad breath, and bacteria thrives in sugary environments. So it's to reduce the sugar, not increase the sugar. So one of the most effective ways to reduce bad breath, especially if you're on the road, is to drink water. is to drink water, which is why staying hydrated, especially, you know, when somebody have halitosis or bad, you know, when I say hot breath, you know, so things like y'all do oil pulling is something that kind of, whether it's coconut oil or almond oil in the morning, as soon as you wake up in the morning, it kind of kills the bacteria and draws out the toxins out of your mouth and all of those, and help with breath and all of those things. These are the things, yeah, man. Because as Rimsey said, it's about oral health, but oral doesn't just mean teeth, and that's another thing we've been told. Like, man, growing up, you watch the cartoon on Sesame Street, and they must say brush your teeth, you know, after you eat. But it's gums. It's tongue. It's all of those things.
I'm glad
you
touch on the teeth, though. I'm glad you touch on the teeth as well. Bridging on a fight on yourself, a blouse and skirt dentist. It's enough how I walk around. Enough how I walk around with some plaque there on the teeth. Like, it dead from the devil was a boy. Like, it's from farm cement, man. Come on, man.
Two-tone. Yo, you watch alone for two-tone, man. Your teeth not for two-tone, man. You watch alone for two-tone.
Find yourself a dentist and get your regular checkups and shit.
But let's also have another honest moment in this overall discussion. Like, sometimes predominantly men don't necessarily hold them bridging accountable in that regard either. Like, if you're bridging, mind you, we break that conversation a lot more easily. So if you're bridging, probably green, you know, smells strong.
Yeah.
We are like, say, yo, dog. Yeah, we probably would bring it up on
the. We would acknowledge it in jest, but yeah, we don't pull him aside seriously and show him, say, yo.
Right.
And I think that's one of the problems. Like, we have to be serious and say, brethren.
Serious and right. and it's not an easy conversation, because, you know, I wouldn't say with
people in general.
That's what I was getting to. I came across some of the material and it found that people in relationships even are afraid to have conversations about hygiene. Like, these are legit people who are having sex with each other. people who are having intimate relationships, they are afraid or they are ill-equipped to have that conversation because they don't know how to communicate it. So, fellas, let's help, right? So how would you, you know, put yourself in a situation where you have to tell your partner that she probably has bad breath? How do you weigh that conversation?
You pull her aside and make her know, so boy, yo, you love her, and
yeah,
what you're telling her is not just for Ono, but also for herself.
And if you didn't care, you wouldn't tell her.
You're pretty much business about how she feels. So
you can do things in a subtle way sometimes, or you can do
what are some of those ways? Like give some of the subtle ways
could be getting her a different type of toothbrush, certain gestures where if you know put it out there. You can start by a Listerine. If you realize that you know use Listerine, tell her, say, baby, you know, I'm trying this product and I realize that it made my breath a little more fresh. The two on do a flossing routine or something.
Brilliant.
Incorporate
instead of saying you say let us. Let us try this. Let us try this.
Yeah, let us. You understand? Yeah. Those are soft, subtle ways. And if you realize that the person just no care after that or not budging, that is when you pull out the heavy artillery and you pull them aside, probably over a nice dinner, and you say, look here, mama, I love you, but may I tell you the truth? Sometime your breath heavy. you understand? Our woman pull your man aside and say, yo, Obi, me nah go around your butt. Sometime the thing that's strong. And the man say, what you mean? And yeah, sometime, best believe you, me tell you something. It might sound a way, but that conversation will probably only happen once after that. Because when, I don't know if it's the embarrassment that you feel from the person who is close to you telling you that, but it make you pull up your socks way up.
So you're saying it's essentially the price is a small moment of embarrassment,
yeah, because after a while, that person, you might find that person start come around and start be like, babe, check me, smell good. You understand? So that is when you know that a conscious effort is being
presented. And that's the thing.
The next thing I want to touch on, and a lot of men, I mean, if your parents never grown the right or teaching how to wash on the balls and dry that area, sexually, it can come off very rough for the ladies.
Yeah, that's
ladies true. Pull on your underwear and down their musty
and sit and kick them.
and you know, she probably might want to lick on an icicle, but afraid, you understand? So, there are certain things, especially if you're a circumcised man, if you're uncircumcised, you have to take more care with how you wash and how you dry. The minute you leave moisture down there, you're in issues. Now, if you find out that you're one of those men, or even if you're not one of those men, there are products that you can buy online, like powder. You know, there's certain powder that is specifically geared towards those areas where you come out of the shower, you freshen up, you can go on Amazon and type in men care and find all kind of powder. I particularly use one. I've been using it for a couple of years as well. And I love this thing. It's actually called Chassis. And no, I'm not getting paid by them.
It's called
Chassis. I mean, send out even a photo. And it's specifically geared for men down there. When you put it on, when you put the powder down there, it feels icy cool. And it just repels and stops all any kind of odor. So I'm telling you, you put on this thing and you'll be on the road for 8 hours and you come home. And of course, we check yourself. You put hand on this and you're swift. Nothing. I kid you not. And I've been using this thing for the last 3 years. It's nice. And I mean, you keep yourself fresh. The next thing is, I remember when I, and Steph probably, and other gym persons probably start experience this, and people who probably are a little overweight, your arm. I remember when I started working out, I never used to sweat under my arm before. And as soon as I get muscles and stuff,
activate.
My arms got bigger on my shirt. Yeah, it's like, and my hormones start kick. Because with working out, your testosterone and all of them, something that start rise. My arms kept sweating and it would be so uncomfortable for even raise my hand because my shirt wet. And I had to change the deodorant I used. So I had to buy the ones that use the anti not deodorant.
Antiperspirant, the spray?
Antiperspirant, the spray, and you have the deodorant. The one I use is from Arm and Hammer. The orange bottle one, Ultra Max. That has the antiperspirant in there. You know, really want to use anything without antiperspirant because it doesn't fight the odor.
Yeah.
And I remember I had to research a product that it was called Sweat Block. That literally stopped me from sweating. I put it under my arm and I did it for like 3 days and I wouldn't sweat for like 7 days or so. And there are other products on the market like that. So sometimes, guys, we just have to take certain things into consideration, own it, and research what we can do to stop it.
But you realize... I mean, I was going to add that you know, there are even far more serious implications to not, you know, practicing good hygiene, because it could also affect your reproductive health, you know. For instance, you know, when you hair traps heat, you know, we know that. And so when you allow your genital area to get bushy, that traps a lot of heat, and it and your testes are right there, which you know, they host your sperm, and that could affect, because men also, like, they are building like specialized underwear now to allow for more ventilation.
Yeah.
Because these things kind of affect men that way, where it for some reason it affects your ability to reproduce. And so there's an added incentive there for men to, you know, shave, you know. Like, hair has a purpose, but you know, too much of one thing isn't good. That's another area that men have to look at, you know.
And... you know, Rimzy talk about, you know, the powder and all of those things. And I'm thinking about the post that you started with. The man them need to wipe themselves properly. And if you know you have you have hair in your crack and all of those things, it is even more important. Right. If you choose not to shave around there or wax around there and it build up, then it is not cool. So you have flushable wipes. You have one you call wipes, literally called dude wipes. You can look it up too. Just take care of yourself, no man. It is, but so you can use those things. But you have to be careful about things that are scented in terms of perfume, because it definitely can throw off. Some things react differently to different people's bodies, right? And in trying to help it, you can actually make it worse. But it's a process. But you can't sit down and assume, say, it cool to be funky. You know, walking around, you're funky in the front and the back.
And not only that, think about it affects your partners too, like in a physical way, because, you know, men... we typically aren't mindful that sometimes, like, when down there itch, like, we're having a yeast infection. It's just that.
You throw off the pH balance of your partner, and then your
right,
you know?
Right. So those are things that we're not really made aware of. You get one itch, I say, you know. And then you have sex with a partner, and I like to say, show off our pH balance, and then that just means the whole
your
thing.
Bacterial vaginosis, and then listen, I've heard some stories, like women talk about, you know, the man accused them of stepping out because them smell a certain way, and you know it must be that you're messing around, and is you with your. With your funky self, go throw a woman pH balance. But because you now smell yourself, you feel like a she, you know? So it takes a certain level of mindfulness as men that we need to take serious. And taking your body serious is not a bad thing. It's not a metro thing. Even if it's metro, so what, right? But taking care of yourself is not a bad thing. But let's move on to skincare. Because that is something that is neglected a whole lot by us. Me know.
Wash on your elbow.
I was gonna say, sorry, yo. Like usually, lotion. Me just lotion hey, me lotion arms and me ankle them because my foot hairy. So
lotion across the two of them.
You crossed the two of them.
But that even yo know, even skincare is a wild like it's only recently that I've really started to like really embrace. Skincare to see the there? Degree that I have
it should, right?
Yeah, because we don't think about those things as much. We don't think that yo, we need to moisturize, we need to exfoliate, we need all of them.
We need to tone, cleanse,
right?
The whole sequence.
I've over the years like I've seen women, you know, women I've been with and even friends like they've been practicing these things. For years, mm-hmm. and I'd joke about it or something, but like I never saw the benefit of that as a man. But yo, like you said, Steph, when you look good, when you feel good and you look good, like everything just seems better, you know.
You know, growing up, you take the same lotion where you rub on your skin and you rub on your face.
Yeah,
and then you grow to find out that the skin on your face and the skin on your arms, for example, are two totally different ecosystems, right? And you have to cleanse, exfoliate at least twice a week. Then you put on your toner, right? Then you can put on some vitamin C, for example, and you moisturize. And you're supposed to do it morning and night. No, although I know it. Sometimes I don't do it, and the older you get, is the more important it actually becomes, right? And especially with global warming and all of those things like sunscreen that we never used to do, like we have to start doing if we want to protect our skin, right? And the skin is the biggest organ, and a lot of people don't know that your skin is actually an organ. Your skin is the biggest organ.
It's not your penis,
the skin is the biggest organ, not your penis. Right? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So you need to take care of your biggest organ, right? And inclusive of your facial hair, right? Rimzy, the oil you give me, I just started to use it today. Give thanks. I love it. The castor oil, beard oil. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. You have to understand again that your facial hair is different from the hair on your head. And while some oils might work, you need a different type of oil to bring out and maintain your facial hair. So all of these things, right, that man, they need to do research in. Yeah, get you some clippers. You can maintain your beard if you grow a beard all of those things, you know?
My beard care kit is fire, bro.
Oh, we should compare beard care kits. Let's compare beard care kits.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not afraid of that. You have the oil, you have the beard shampoo, the conditioner thing.
Bam.
You have the little clippers, you have the brush. Bro, like some
days. You have a beard straightener?
Yeah.
Okay. I see you.
I'm out here, bro. I'm out here, bro. Some days you just have a beard care day, bro.
Self-care, bro. Just today, I just, you know, trim down the side of my beard. You know, just beard shampoo, beard conditioner, moisturizing face. Yeah. Yo, and when you step out, you feel
every man needs to invest in some clippers.
Have to.
Can go up a Manscape and buy something downstairs, and you can always get any little nice clippers, beard clipper, nose hair.
Yep. Listen, the nail clipper kit them, manicure kit them, brother. Right. These are the things that.
Nah, girl, I used to watch how long women take in the bathroom when they get ready. And I used to vex about it, cause I say, oh, not take too long to do certain things. Right. But when them come out, them up and running. I mean, we used to go in, bam, 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 fling lotion, put power face, out in 15 minutes. Now,
May I tell you straight with me a different something. It might sound a way, my time might not be as long as the woman, but I am making sure that before I leave out of that house, I am presentable. Me look for my nose here, me make sure my beard not press out, me check my tongue, make sure it's clean when me done wash, me check my ears, me wipe back on my ears, me clean out inner my ears.
Say that rotted part again. Say that rotted part again. Yep, the back of your ears, gentlemen, inside your ears.
Clean out my navel.
That is an understated area in our Rimzy. I don't think you understand.
The back of the ear thing, bro, it's a real, real thing, bro.
So we have to really put more effort into ourselves, our appearance, our hygiene, because it can go a far way. It is as important as your mental capacity. Mm-hmm. Why? Because mm-hmm. people see you before they hear what comes out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if I don't even want to see you because of your appearance, then you close that door right there, sir. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what could be behind that door. You understand? And nothing wrong when you come out, get a nice little cologne. Yo, for years, let me tell you something. I tell people a secret. For years, I used to walk around and women everywhere I go. I'm say, oh, you smell so good. What cologne you wear and everything. Mm-hmm. I used to laugh. All I did was spray for myself for Axe. One Axe spray. You know, the black thing with the purple swirly something.
Yeah.
Named Phoenix.
Yeah.
That's all I used to spray. Until I start buying my expensive cologne, because I love cologne. So I have the Tom Ford, the Chanel, like, me have them cologne, and them something. Me like high fashion cologne and the whole scents and all of them something. So,
you don't need to
spend a bag of money to even enhance. You can get a nice little guess and all something. There are many things we men need to do. We don't just need for us to wake up.
Well, when you think about it, the amount of money you spend on buying Axe back to back. If you invest in a good, I think colognes is one of those areas where the cost equals the value, you know, because you see, like the Versace Eros and the Chanel Blue and the Tom Ford, like it works.
And the Sauvage.
The Dior Sauvage. Which is, you have to have those things in your rotation, brother, because you realize with those others, you know, with the cheaper ones.
You have to spray on three, four, five times,
but with a Dior Sauvage, two spritz on your pulse areas. And by the way, that's something else the man need to understand. You have to understand what areas are your pulse areas, where the blood is pumping, because that's where you want the scent to emanate from. So your wrist, beneath your neck, right below your ears there, right? I think the chest, part of your chest is a pulse area. The areas to spray on the cologne to get the maximum fragrance. Mm-hmm. And there's a little tip. If you want the fragrance to last longer, men, just put on a dot of Vaseline on the pulse areas and spray the cologne on top of that Vaseline, and it lasts much longer. Because the scent goes away when the fragrance is absorbed by the skin. So the Vaseline creates a barrier between your skin and the cologne and makes it last longer. Free game for when they road up and back up. You know, we have to take care of ourselves.
Clean.
Yes, man, clean. Yeah. For yourself first, but it also benefits.
Every week, does clip up.
Brother, you know, as much as you know, the barbershop is a sacred space, and you get more than a haircut from the barbershop. But I think there's also some value spending time with yourself, taking care of yourself as well. You know, I don't think the barbershop would ever be obsolete or irrelevant. But at the same time, the more you connect with yourself and take care of yourself, the more you know yourself and the better you feel about yourself. You know, so I don't think there's any downside in practicing good hygiene and self-care.
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
Solid.
You know? So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put the...
Fresh.
Oh, yeah. We're going to put the... And gentlemen, change in the socks too. By the way, geez, changing the socks too, but dear God, yeah, but you know, but so we're gonna put some of the links in the description so you can find some of the things that we're talking about. This is all free promotion. I'm really just trying to help the man them out there, so, and help people in general practice good hygiene. So, gentlemen, it was a great one. I actually love this episode. Rimzy, what you have to say to people? Oh, okay. Thank you, bro.
Early.
Cool, bros.